Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. You snooze, you lose, and you stress, lose less. Well, folks, remember that study we talked about a few weeks ago that sleep-deprived dieters lose more muscle than fat, while well-rested dieters lose more fat and less muscle? Well, a neat follow-up study also shows not just exercise and calories matter when trying to lose a few. These researchers studied almost 500 obese, middle-aged men and women in a 6-month weight loss program. The participants had weekly weight loss counseling, were told to cut calories by 500 a day, to track everything they ate in a diary, to eat a Mediterranean-style diet with lots of fruits, veggies, whole grains, little saturated fat, and no red meat, and to exercise 180 minutes a week. But also, at the start and end of the study, they reported how stressed they were and how much they slept a night. Over the 6 months, people lost an average of 14 pounds. Not bad, but there was a lot of variation. Several things predicted more weight loss: showing up for counseling, keeping the food diary, exercising regularly were all highly related to weight loss. Bottom line, we have to take our weight loss plan seriously and devote time and energy to it to succeed. But two other findings. The more stressed folks were at the outset, the less weight they lost. Why? Well, food is a great stress reliever. Changes the brain's chemistry from "life's killing me" to "chilling" very rapidly. And when we're stressed, we eat calorie-dense foods. I know when I'm fried, there's nothing like a big bowl of ice cream, or two, or three. And the study found those folks sleeping less than 6 hours a night, or interestingly, more than eight, also lost less weight. We don't understand why more than eight. And the last interesting finding, highly stressed and sleep problems was the worst combo. Those folks lost less than half of people who were calm and well-rested. So, we all know when we're stressed and also have some favorite ways to reduce it. Instead of eating the ice cream, etc., let's do something relaxing. Maybe take a nap. So there's the recipe, folks. If you want more details, the reference for the study is on our website. I'm Dr. Rich, sleeping like a babe, chilling like a villain. O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.